Okay, today we're going to continue in the fifth and final parak of Maseches Maisos, and today we're going to learn Parak Hey, Mishnah Gimel and Dalit. So says the Mishnah, a person shouldn't sell his peros that are still mechuber lekarka once they've already gotten to the point that they're chayiv in Maisos, meaning when it becomes grown enough that it's chayiv in Maisos. If you're selling it to someone who cannot be trusted to take Maisos, this would be a violation of Lifnei Iver Lo Sita. You're selling something that's already chayiv in maestros to a person who you know is not going to be careful about maestros, or at least you have a very strong suspicion is not going to be careful about maestros. That's a violation of lifnei iver. Mivuar in this Mishnah is that if it's not yet grown to the point where it's chayiv in maestros, you are allowed to sell it. Apparently, the geder of the iser of lifnei iver is that it's only a violation of lifnei iver if it's already ready to have the Yisr being violated, not if it's likely or predictable that sometime in the future the Yisr will be violated. So this is a very important line in the Mishnah to tell us what the geder of Lifnei Iver is, that if it's there's another step removed from Lifnei Iver, from the Yisr being violated, then it would not be a violation of Lifnei Iver. So now another halacha, v'lo b'shvius, and also during Shemitah, you're not supposed to sell stuff that's gotten to the point of chiv maestros, l'mishu chashad al shvius, for someone who's going to be chashad to not treat Shemitah produce with the proper kedusha and respect that he's supposed to treat it, because that also is going to be a violation of Lifnei Iver, lo sita in michshol, v'im bikru, and if some of the produce is ripened at an early stage, meaning it ripened earlier than expected, and the rest of the produce has not yet ripened, no telas habakrus umachras hashar. Then you have to remove the stuff that's already fully ripened. Then you can only sell the rest of the stuff, because the stuff that's fully ripened is already chayiv in maestros, is already subject to Shemitah. That would be lifnei iver to sell. But the rest of the stuff is not a violation of lifnei iver to sell. Mishnah Dalit, so the Mishnah talks about another similar situation. A person gets all of his wheat and his grapes and his olives ready, and even after you have a gemar melacha, so what do you do with olives? You press olives. So then, after you finish pressing the olives, you still have like the dregs of the olives that you might be able to squeeze a little more oil out of. Or you press wine, you might have the dregs of the grape peels and seeds that you might be able to squeeze a little more wine out of. And the same is true with wheat, that there might be some value to it. So leim karadam es tivno, person shouldn't sell straw, meaning the whatever's left of the wheat kernels. Ves gafto, or the whatever's left of the olives after pressing, the ezagov, or whatever's left of the grapes after pressing, lemisha eino neman al maisos. You shouldn't sell that stuff to someone who's not neman al maisos, lahotzi mehen mashkin, because if the purpose of selling it is so that whoever buys it could be able to draw some liquid, some juice out of it, vim hotzi, and if the person does draw some juice out of it, then chayv maisos, then that juice is going to be chayv maisos. That wine, that oil, or whatever flour he gets from those kernels is going to be chayv maisos. So even though the guy who sold it and who originally pressed the wine, who originally pressed the olives, was mafresh maestros, but it needs a new afresha from the secondary crop, I guess, that it yields. Not crop, but the secondary yield that it has. So you can't sell it to someone who can't be trusted to take care of that. They even though it's chayiv maestros, that stuff, that the dregs of the grapes and the olives that then produce a little more oil is not going to be chayiv in truma. Shahatorim believe all akatayim, because when you mafresh truma, you have in mind that it's going to cover everything, even the every element of the of what's in front of you, even the secondary stuff, even the second generation yield vialat stadim, and also you have in mind for the grain on the side of the pile val mashab. And also whatever's in mixed in with the straw, so with the olives and grapes also, you have in mind that it's going to cover all of the wine from the crop, even what's going to be on the second generation of yield of the produce. So it's a fascinating thing, because here you have something that's chayiv in maestros, but pater in truma. And the assumption seems to be that since maestros is a precise number, maestro means 10%, and you have to give a more precise number, and truma is just a a rough number, so that's why it could be chayv and maestros, but pater from truma, because the truma is given with the estimation anyway. So as long as you estimated the full yield of the wine of the grapes or the olives or the grain, that's good enough on the first shot. So again, to quickly review what we learned today in Mishnah Gimel, we learned about lifnei iver that you shouldn't sell peros that are fully grown to someone who's not going to be careful about maestros, nor if it's Shemitah year, to someone who's not careful about Shavuos. But if it's not yet fully grown, you can sell it. But if some of your peros are fully grown and some are not, you got to remove the fully grown stuff before you sell it to someone who's not Ne'eman. And then in Mishnah Dalet, we learned that if you shouldn't sell the dregs of your grapes or your olives or your wheat after the initial processing to someone who's not Ne'eman al Maestros, but it's not going to be chayiv in Truma, it's only going to be chayiv in Maestros. But Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Parakeh Mishnah Hey.